Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. There are some issues that are perennial parenting challenges. Homework is one, how to handle allowances is another, and a third, and perhaps the big winner, is chores. Should children be expected to help out around the house? What should they do? Should you pay them? And what if they won't do their chores? More than one parent has decided that getting kids involved just isn't worth the hassle. Besides, parents tell me, I can do it better and faster myself. There are excellent reasons for kids to help out with family work, however. A recent study tells us that kids who do chores are more likely to have healthy relationships, succeed academically, and be self-sufficient than kids who don't help out around the house. Parents sometimes tell me that their children have more important things to do, like sports or dance. But it turns out that simple household chores may be more beneficial in the long run than the extracurricular activities many kids spend so much time on. The study also said another interesting thing. The best age to begin is when children are 3 or 4 years old. There's a good reason for this. Preschoolers still love to help. They want to connect with you, and they're curious about what you're doing and the tools you're using. They're motivated learners and are happy with a simple thank you when they help out. You can start young children with simple tasks, like setting the table or feeding the dog, and teach more complex tasks as they grow more capable. Self-esteem comes from having skills, not from being praised or loved. So, should you pay your kids? The answer is an emphatic no. Adding money to the equation just complicates things and sends the message that children should expect to be compensated for everything they do. I've seen families concoct elaborate chore and allowance charts, which usually work for a week or two, and then collapse under their own weight. Rewards are actually discouraging. The best reward is genuine appreciation. Your attitude matters too. If you order kids to work or boss them around, they'll react the way you would, with resistance and defiance. If you invite them to work alongside you while they learn skills, you may find you have surprisingly willing helpers. You can draw tasks out of a jar or put on loud music while everyone works together. Remember, you'll have to do some teaching, and it's wise not to set your standards too high. But when your little one wants to squirt the shower glass or wipe the counters with a sponge, let him. You're building attitudes of cooperation and participation that will benefit you both for years to come. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.